Welcome to the Deconstructionist Podcast. This is bonus episode number 2. We have show notes on our website that often reference books that we're reading, but we wanted to give you guys some stuff while you're, you know, in your car driving or working out or whatever. Some bookmarks in your mind, some things that we're reading and we wanted to just plant in your brain. This is some stuff that the Deconstructionist Podcast recommends. John, you want to kick us off?
Sure. Your mom just totally threw me off, though. She just liked one of her posts.
Mom.
Peggy Narlock. All right.
Mom.
Stop. Sorry. Okay. Focus. I would say the first one that I think people have been asking a lot about, just because he's probably not as well known, but old Pete Rollins.
Pete Rollins.
The book's called Insurrection. We actually got a question about it today, but he's an Irish philosopher. And the book was just, I think, instrumental because it defines...
oh my gosh.
Like the type of book where we loved it.
Yeah.
We hated it.
Wrestled with this book.
We disagreed with
it. I mean, like there were so many parts where I'm like, I know what you're saying is right, but no, I can't go that far. I just can't.
Oh, it's dark.
So The Insurrection by Peter Rollins, he is a Irish philosopher, theologian, and he has pioneered what he calls pyrotheology, meaning you got to burn it all down, and that's what the crucifixion does. But there is resurrection, but it's different than you might think it is. Pick up Insurrection by Peter Rollins if you want to get your really teeth kicked in.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's dark.
What else?
I would say the one that really kicked me off, I think, into my own personal deconstruction was one that I read just because it was really in the public eye, and dude takes a lot of flack, but Rob Bell's Love Wins.
Mm.
And of course, that was kind of my gateway drug, because I thought, all right, what's the big hubbub over this guy's book, and why is he catching so much flack? And I read it, and honestly, man, like he stuck to scripture, just a different interpretation in some areas.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
And dude got absolutely crucified.
But it's just this really loving view mm-hmm. on a lot of different things.
And, hence Love Wins.
Yeah. And of course, that led me to Velvet Elvis. And so I would say Love Wins.
Rob Bell's just a good middle ground, wouldn't you say? I mean, he's just a good...
Yeah.
Like if you're interested in a Christian interpretation of spirituality in Jesus, you know, in that revelation, but there's been so many like fundamentalists or ultra conservatives that have just totally turned you off. You know, you kind of side with Gandhi where he said, you know, I like your Christ, but I don't like your Christians.
Right.
I have trouble, you know, you wouldn't feel that way if you read some Rob Bell. He'd be a great introduction into it. There's yeah. so much good in Christianity, but such a bad rap so much of the time.
But
ends
a really
up on the
good,
front page.
Gracious, like loving approach to it,
mm-hmm.
and the thing that's interesting is if the more you read, and at least the more I've read, he's not reinventing the wheel, you know,
right?
He's pulling from a lot of other authors.
He didn't
that
say
came
anything
long
that
before him.
Everybody else who gets lauded, you know, like a C.S. Lewis or an N.T.
Yeah.
Wright or a Tim Keller, or, you know, things like that. He's saying what they say, just in a different way,
right? He got the Oprah bump.
He's stirring the pot a little bit. Let's get honest. He wants to.
Hey, he got the Oprah bump too.
Yeah, he really did.
That'll get you some attention.
That took him up.
So, what else?
Richard Rohr.
Oh, yes. Falling Upward by Richard Rohr, 100%.
Any
you are struggling
thing by Richard Rohr, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would read
Catholic friar.
Oh.
Franciscan monk.
Very mystic.
He is a mystic.
Yeah.
Which mystical and the mystery and the, you know, all that kind of stuff is something that this podcast really centers on.
Yes.
You can't know it all. We don't have omniscience. Faith is not certainty, but it's mystery.
Loving ambiguity.
Loving ambiguity, which Rollins talks about as well.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Richard Rohr. Absolutely. I want to throw out a couple off the beaten path here. French atheist philosopher Luc Ferry. One of the best books I've ever read. If you're into philosophy at all, but you want a quick overview that almost feels like dinner table conversation, A Brief History of Thought is an absolutely wonderful, wonderful book. It was on the bestseller list for a long time. It's put out by Harper. Luc Ferry is a philosopher at the University of Paris. was awarded several awards for this book because it's just so damn good. It's just a great book. Get The Brief History of Thought by Luke Ferry. And then also check out a book that changed my life by a Jewish mystic, theologian, rabbi named Abraham Joshua Heschel, called The Sabbath. Changed my life, changed me and my family, my wife, our look at material possessions, rest, boundaries, things like that, in a really beautiful, mystical, awesome way. I mean, just absolutely wonderful. What else we got?
Well, before we move on, can I ask you a question? I know this isn't a question.
You know, go for it.
Podcast. We're just recommending books, but just to kind of dive in a little bit deeper. Why is it important to you, I think, you know, to read authors of other faiths, especially when, because Heschel's one that I've got some of him on my bookshelf as well, and he's been recommended, you know, pretty heavily. But why is it important to go outside of our own faith community and read things by other, you know, he's a Jewish
mystic.
There's
so many different answers to that question.
Give me the Adam Narlock.
It could be an episode. I'm going to give you the Adam Narlock.
Give me the Adam Narlock.
So the bottom line is, if you believe in any kind of idea of truth, there is no way that you can corner that market in one stream. There's no way that you can corner that market in one perspective. There's no way that the way that you were born into seeing things or the things that you were handed is the only way to see it. You have to learn from others. You have to. Otherwise, all you have is an ego defense project. That's all you've got. If all you're reading is one stream, all you're doing is validating your own sense of rightness, your self-built identity, your ego. You have to let other streams in. You have to. You freaking have to. I will sing that song until the day I die now because I found so much freedom in it. And it's absolutely wonderful. It's just great, man.
That's beautiful. And I mean,
thank you for asking me that question.
Well, let's be honest. He's a Old Testament scholar.
Yeah.
And we're going to be getting into Old Testament and the Bible as a whole. And so,
Heschel
who better?
Was the man, dude.
Yeah. So who better to give us information about the Old Testament than a guy who literally
he was absolutely,
for those
wonderful
of you that aren't super well versed in the Bible, and that's fine. The Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. It makes up a large portion of the Torah. So these guys have been studying it a lot longer than we have. So this is going to be a great resource for when we get into the Bible series. So we're super excited to share some of his writings and works with you. So what else we got? What else have you been reading?
So last book I'll say, Walter Brueggemann, who's a scholar that's alive right now. And since this whole podcast is about wrestling and struggling with holy realities, divine realities, existential problems, issues, questions, different perspectives. What we've got here is a short little almost pamphlet of a book, which is a collection of essays by Walter Brueggemann and friends called Struggling with Scripture. Highly recommend that. Great introduction. If you've never seriously contemplated what it would be like to wrestle with the Bible, you got to pick up Struggling with Scripture by Walter Brueggemann. That's all I got, dog.
I love it. So we'll do more of these in the future, and we'll as we do episodes, I think it's important for us to let you guys know what resources that we use and what books that we really found helpful, so that you guys can dive a little deeper into those books and those articles that we've read. So thanks for listening.
This is the Deconstructionist Podcast. Grace and peace to you, friends.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Crush your morning goals with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel or any breakfast sandwich and snag another one for just a buck with the buy one, get one deal. Only in the McDonald's app. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid once per day. Must opt into rewards. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces. and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in, all with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.